Cape Talk. WhatsApp Pippa
on 072-567-1567.
Everybody's talking about Squid Game on Netflix, the Korean television series. I guess it was only a matter of time before someone decided to stage their own variation for real-time fun. A slightly different variation, of course, because this one does not have the deadly consequences of the TV show. For those who haven't watched it, it is a Netflix series. It's about a group of debt-ridden Koreans who compete in a series of traditional children's games in the hope of winning enough money to get out of debt and change their lives. The catch, though, is if you lose the game or get caught in a mistake, you're executed on the spot. It's a really grim series to watch. It's a very grim commentary on humankind and on issues of class struggle and financial mobility. It's definitely not everybody's cup of tea. But the real-life version that is happening in Cape Town later this week may well be. It is something that sounds like a lot of fun. It's being hosted by PlayALOT, which is in normal times, a kids' indoor play venue, a party venue in Kales River, very popular for hosting its children's birthday parties. I know they were recently voted as the best in their category in Cape Town by our sister station KFM's quiz. This Friday, though, they are handing the space over to the grown-ups for their own version of Squid Games. And with me on the line to explain why they're doing it and what it's all about, I'm delighted to have their events manager, Chantal, who is with us to tell us more. Chantal, it's lovely to have you on the show with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So over 111 million views of the series on Netflix. There's no doubt you've got a captive audience. What made you decide to do your own real life version?
Well, we were just so intrigued by the Squid Games and we decided, you know what, let's do something new. We always try to be innovative and on top of things. And this was the perfect opportunity to just try something new and see how it will work out in the market. And it's been a blast so far, I must say.
Have you had a good response so far, Chantal? Are a lot of people saying they want to play?
Yes, no. We've actually capped it on 100.
Okay.
And I think I've got 4 spaces left. So a very good response.
Okay. And,
a lot of excitement as well.
Okay, now tell us, you're doing a sort of a South Africanized version of Squid Games because you put a bunch of South African grown-ups in a room and tell them how to play the Squid Game. They're going to look at you blankly, but you're taking South African traditional games, I believe, instead.
Yes, that's correct. So the typical games that you would have played at a Buddhist sport, you know, those Afrikaans games when you were a child, we've put a twist on it and they are going to play traditional South African games and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you give us a couple of examples, Chantal?
I don't want to reveal too much.
Okay.
There's definitely going to be a tug of war.
Okay.
But the other games, the people will have to come and find out.
Okay.
We're trying to keep it, on the lowdown so that people are the same expectation as you would have in the series. That
of
things aren't revealed prior to the actual game taking place.
Okay. Now, in the series, the competitors, basically, there is a financial amount associated with each competitor. And as more and more drop out, the tally in the piggy bank gets bigger and bigger. How are you tackling things from that perspective?
Well, exactly the same way. So 25% of each entry fee is contributed into this piggy bank. And as the people gets eliminated, obviously the piggy bank grows and then the one winner takes all.
Okay, and how much that's going to be, I guess, will depend on how many people sign up. But 100 players, you said, is the maximum. Chantal, how much is the entry fee? That'll give us a sense of what could potentially be at stake in winnings.
Well, the entry fee is 125 Rand, and 25% of that is 31 Rand 25. So if we have a full 100 entrants, the prize money will be 3,125 Rand to come and play.
Which is a very nice little bonus to have just in time for the Christmas holiday season, isn't it?
Exactly.
Chantal, any sort of criteria for entry other than that? I know you've got to be over the age of 18. Do you need to be in reasonably fit and agile? What sort of skills are you looking for?
No skills. Just over the age of 18, any level of physical level can enter. There's not physical games. It's going to be more mind elimination games.
Okay.
So any age from 18 to 99 can enter and stand a chance to win that piggy bank.
Okay, I think it's a novel idea, and I say hats off to you for being the first to get it off the ground. I'm sure others will follow in your footsteps, Chantelle, but you will have the honour of saying you did it first. Now, it's happening at Play A Lot this Friday evening. Tell us, for those who don't know your venue, where do we find you?
We are situated in Hartendale Gable Shopping Centre in Kales River. But it's very easy if they can just Google us. Everything is on our website as well, also on social media. And you can reach us via WhatsApp as well. I can give the WhatsApp number if anyone. Our WhatsApp number is 087-138-7529. And they can also contact us via email on events@playalot.co.za or even just info@playalot.co.za.
Well, Chantelle, I hope it is a violence-free event on Friday night. And I'm only saying that for the sake of those who've watched the series, you'll know what I mean. I don't want to say any more than that. Chantelle, I hope you guys have an absolute ball. I think it's a delightful idea. Well done to you for getting it off the ground. And may the best player win on Friday evening.
Thank you very much. We'll keep you updated with the last player. That will obviously also be posted on our social media. And let the games begin.
Indeed. Chantelle McCallum, thank you so much for chatting to me. Events manager at Play A Lot in Kales River. I don't know if you've been watching Squid Game. I've made it through about 3.5 episodes. I thought it was required watching as research for that interview. I'm not sure if I'm going to stick it out to the end. It is intriguing. It is scathing in its commentary of society. It's quite hard to stomach, I will say that. But maybe you are somebody who has watched it to the end. Tell me if it's worth sticking through to the final episode. And if you want to enter the real-life, non-lethal version of Squid Games a la South Africa, pop an email through to events@playalot.co.za.